Now, if you take the hemp plant and you grind that up and you make pellets out of it for fire, it'll burn better than soft coal, but there's basically no sulfur in it, so you won't get the chemical that you get from soft coal. You won't get the mercury. Okay, you won't get the arsenic and sulfur. That all comes out of soft coal when you burn it. You see, coal and everything throughout Renfrew County had to be imported, okay? And if you had a factory in Douglas, wouldn't it be hard to grind this stuff up and make it into pellets, the same as you did your soft coal? They used to get a fuel that came in a bag. And that I know, because Grandpa, that was, if we wanted to temper knives, he said that was there from back in the 30s, okay, but you couldn't buy it anymore, and they used to buy it at Douglas. Now I can close my eyes and I can see Grandpa at the forge as we, and this was very, we'd put it into nail kegs, and there were two bags of it. And he said, that's what they use. He said, that was better than any type of coal for tempering steel. It had to be the bark of the hemp plant. And there was some of it at my father-in-law's farm yet in 1952. And it had to be that. So if it's that good, it's a better pellet than from wood. Because inch by inch, if you took a square inch of wood and a square inch of the hemp plant, you'll get almost 2.5 times as much heat energy from it.